This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira. Fama ba'du. My brothers and sisters, life is another name for choices. In life, we make choices. Every single thing we do in life, we are making a choice. When we are not making a choice, that is also a choice. We go to the grocery store and you're choosing. I want tomatoes, I don't want potatoes. I want it at this price, not at that price. You're driving your car, you're choosing this lane or that lane. Right turn or left turn. Go to the gas station. Do I want 98% octane? Do I want what? Which kind of petrol? You go. You are sick. Which is the doctor to see? Which is the hospital to go to? Every single thing. You want to get married? That's a choice. Education? That's a choice. Which university? What course? Travel? That's a choice. Which airline, which ship line? Do I drive? Do I take the train? You want to go on a holiday? That's a choice. Every single thing in life is choice. And the truth about all choices is that we are free to choose, but every choice has a price tag. We are free to choose, but the consequences of the choice come with the choice. We are free to choose, but the choice is not free. Put it any way you like, that is the actual reality. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to choose that which is best. Now, what is best? As Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi, Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyah rahmatullah alayhi, he said, O son of Adam, sell this world for the hereafter and you will win both. Sell the hereafter for this world and you will lose both. Sell this world for the hereafter and you will win both. Sell the hereafter for this world and you will lose both. Now think about these beautiful words of advice. When he's saying sell this world, it doesn't mean become a pauper, become a beggar, you know, sell your house, sell your all your assets, give it all away in charity and you pick up a begging bowl and stand on the street. No. Sell meaning make choices which are good for you with the akhirah in perspective. Not choices which are good for you in the dunya at the expense of the akhirah. Don't choose to borrow on interest to build your business in this dunya, because when you are building your business with money that you have borrowed on interest, the actual cost of that money is not the cost, is not the interest percentage, but it is enmity with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are not borrowing that money at 10% or 12% or 5% or 1%. You are borrowing that money and writing your name in the list of the enemies of Allah and His Rasul. That is the actual choice. That is the actual price. Now tell me, which business, which worldly success is worth making Allah your enemy, making the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam his enemy? I'm not making these statements up. You know the ayats of the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. He clearly declared that if you do not leave this, and if you do not leave the interest, leave interest-based dealings, then here is a declaration of war from Allah and His Rasul. Harbim min Allahi wa Rasulihi. The word harb is used, the word war is used. Today we ask ourselves and we wonder why our du'as are not accepted. Tell me, if Allah is your enemy, how do you expect dua to be accepted? You expect help from the enemy or from your friend? Now, instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of becoming awliya Allah, we have become a'da'ullah. Instead of becoming the awliya of Allah, we have become the enemies of Allah. So, time to make istighfar and tawbah. My brothers and sisters, as the Salafu Salihin, they said, imprisoned, truly shackled is the one whose heart is shackled and away from Allah. And captured, he is captured who is the slave of his desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran, where in Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا. He said, O my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have you not seen the one who has taken as his object of worship, as his ilah, as his deity, his own desires? Imagine the word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using. This is the word in the kalima, La ilaha illallah. There is no ilah except Allah. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah. But the person who is follows and is following his or her desires in opposition to the orders of Allah, has taken his or her desires as the object of his worship. He is not Abdullah, he is Abdul Hawa, Abdul Fulus, Abdul Nisa, Abdul Khamar, Abdul Maisir. He is the slave of money, he is the slave of desires, he is the slave of women, he is the slave of alcohol, he is the slave of gambling. He is the slave of whatever he follows in opposition to the orders and the ahkam and the will and the liking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell me, is that something, is that a description that we want for ourselves? So therefore, it is very, very important not to be captured by our desires. Because as the scholar said, if you lose the world and gain Allah, what have you lost? But if you lose Allah and gain the world, what have you gained? If you lose the world and gain Allah, what have you lost? And if you lose Allah and gain the world, what have you gained? Because if you gain the whole world, the fact remains that one day you will die and whatever of this world you have will be left behind. Nobody takes anything with him or her when they die. You don't take it, I won't take it. Your father didn't take it, my father didn't take it. Nobody takes it. Whatever belongs to the human being of material things remains in this world. What goes with him in the hereafter is his actions, his beliefs and his actions. And that is why the reality is that for the one who lives by Islam, he has to lose nothing. He can gain the world and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that's a real deal. He loses nothing. He gains the world and he pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, if you say that my ambition is to have a billion-dollar corporation and be an iconic name in my field, is that against Islam? Of course not. Not only does Islam permit that, Islam promotes that. Islam encourages you to do that. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes the strong Muslim over the weak Muslim, although there is goodness in both. There's goodness in both, but he likes the strong one over the weak one. Because the weak one, even though he's a Muslim, alhamdulillah, is a good person, but he can't help anybody. The poor guy, he can't, he doesn't have food to eat, doesn't have a house over, he's living on the street, you know, from out of a shopping cart, he's helpless, he has no power, no authority, nothing. What can he do? Whereas a strong person, a person who has character, a person who is powerful, who has authority, who has wealth, this person can do a lot of good. But only if that person obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only if he is on the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not otherwise. We have enough examples in this world today as we watch and as we see of people who are wealthy and powerful, you know, among the wealthiest and the most powerful in the world, but they are very, very far from Islam. Even those, many of them have Muslim names, but if you see their actions, totally for the dunya. Literally selling their honor and selling their souls for pittance that they will not even be able to take with them into their graves. What's the good of that? And that is what is meant here. I want to end by something that Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali said. He said the difference between the dunya and the akhirah is like the difference between the east and the west. The further away you go from one, he said the closer you go to one, the further away you are from the other. The difference between the dunya and akhirah is like the difference between the east and the west. The closer you go towards one, the more you go towards one, the further away you go from the other. You move more towards the east, you are away from the west. You move more towards the west, you are away from the east. SubhanAllah, think about this, how beautifully he expressed this thing. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will chase the akhirah, and then the dunya will chase us. Instead of the opposite, which is where a lot of people are today. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to become powerful and wealthy in this dunya and to use that power and wealth entirely to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To help other people, to right wrongs, to establish justice, to help the oppressed, to fight the oppressors, and to live in a world, in this world, in a way which is full of honor and grace. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.